Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show in episode 554. Today we're going to look at verse 61 of the Parents Tao Te Ching. It's called self-acceptance. How do children learn to correct their mistakes? By watching how you correct yours. How do children learn to overcome their failures? By watching how you overcome yours. How do children learn to treat themselves with forgiveness? By watching you forgive yourself. Therefore, your mistakes and your failures are blessings, opportunities for the best in parenting. And those who point out your mistakes are not your enemies, but the most valuable of friends. Your children will surely notice the way you handle criticism. If you get defensive and launch a counterattack, they will learn to cover up and deny their own faults. Is there something you're covering up now with either depression, self-punishment, or hostility? Lighten up. Accept and forgive yourself, and your children will be blessed. I love this verse, just like I say almost every time I read one of these verses. I know I keep saying it, but it's just true. It's just true so often. Our children learn so much from us. It makes me think of the mom who is running herself ragged to be at everyone's beck and call. Her children, her husband, her work, the school, baking brownies late at night after working all day and running around to practices with her kids all night, and then staying up late to bake brownies because she promised them for the school party the next day. And just constantly giving to everyone and working so hard. It's great to give to everyone. It's great to support our loved ones and the communities and organizations that we're a part of. It's wonderful. However, if we're working so hard to do so many things that we're wearing ourselves down and we're stressed and exhausted and we don't take care of ourselves, we eat junk food, and we don't take time to eat good, healthy, nutritious food, we don't exercise, we don't sleep well, what are we modeling for our children? Are we showing them that moms should put themselves last on the list? Are we showing them that everyone else is more important than themselves? And what is that teaching them to feel about their own selves? And that's kind of what I think of this verse. If we make a mistake and then beat ourselves up and we're our own worst critic, what are we teaching our kids? To beat themselves up when they make a mistake? What about when we fail? If we just give up and cower in the corner, what are we teaching our kids? That they should not try to overcome failure and instead just hide in the corner? And what about forgiveness? Are you able to forgive yourself when you do something wrong or use poor judgment or make a mistake or hurt someone's feelings? Are you able to forgive yourself? Because if you can't, what are you teaching your kids? Don't you want them to be able to forgive themselves? Don't you want them to be able to overcome their failures and correct their mistakes in a gentle, loving way towards themselves? This is what we have the opportunity to show and model for our kids. How we handle criticism from other people. There are so many things. Our kids are watching us. They're learning from not only the things we say, but they're learning from the things we do. And what occurred to me years ago is that I am teaching my kids, I'm teaching my kids how to treat themselves as adults. I'm teaching them, well, my husband and I are both teaching them how to treat a spouse if they choose to get married. If I do all the work and my husband helps not at all, which is not true, but if I were to do that, then I would be teaching, we would be modeling for our boys how to be husbands. And we would be modeling for our daughter how to be a wife. Or let's just say a spouse. And that's really important, because we can say with our words that there should be equality and you should share the household work and you have to love yourself and all that kind of stuff. But if we're behaving exactly the opposite of the words that we're using, our kids will notice and they will pay attention. And that is what is going to matter more than our words, what they watch us do and how they watch us behave and how they watch us treat ourselves. So I would encourage you to really give some thought to how you're treating yourself for two reasons. Number one, because you're valuable and you are worth it and you are unique and you are special and you deserve to be treated well. You deserve respect. And the biggest good treatment and respect should come from you. And your kids deserve it too. They deserve to be treated well and treated with respect and loved by you. And they deserve that from other people. Whether they get it or not is another story. And they deserve to see how you love and care about you. So I hope this maybe isn't the most comfortable episode to listen to, but if there are some ways you're bullying yourself, I hope this has been a good, albeit maybe difficult, wake-up call to take this episode and use it as motivation to care for, love, and respect yourself, because your kids are watching. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very self-respecting day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.